tuned to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the team of Wayne Beisel and Greg Jablonski from the Home Results Group. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Not too bad. How are you, Dan?
And you had, how were the holidays for both of you?
Good. Really went well. Kids came around, got to spend some time with family, so went well.
Good. Good.
And same ditto.
You know, I don't know your family, Greg, but I do know the Jablonskis and good people.
He's Wayne.
I'm sorry. What's that? I mean, Wayne, I don't know your family, but I know the Jablonski family, and I know your kids are good people, and I'm sure Wayne's are too.
Yes, they're all excellent kids.
You bet. Well, let's start out with, how are sales in your office this week? I heard between right before Christmas through the, the football Super Bowl, things kind of slow down. But not with you guys, huh?
Not at the moment, no.
Been good.
Yeah, we had quite a few closings, had another new sale again this last week, the weekend, so.
Seems to be a lot of good activity. People are finding what they want, and people are making changes and starting to get in line to make those changes in their homes, so. Been a lot of activity, actually.
Okay.
It's very surprising for the time of the year. I think last time we were on the radio, we talked about that, and it just hasn't kind of quit. It's just really different people, and some are career changes, but it seems like a lot of people are doing the change in the housing, going from their home to a one level and things like that. So,
Yeah, we did that a few years back and had a big remodel job done on it by a very good company.
Thank you.
I think you know that company, Greg, your son.
Thank you very much.
Did a great job. We've had more compliments out there. I should see if he wants to pay me a monthly fee, and we'll put a thing up there that says redone by, because we're always telling people, they go, wow, is that, you know, we did some remodeling here at the station and used them.
Thank you.
An excellent job.
Good.
Really did.
Thanks.
So. How about specific listings that you're featuring?
I'm going to go through and talk about quite a few this week, Dan, if you didn't mind. We've got one at 1371 Hillside. It's a beautiful four-bedroom split-entry home on a corner lot. Huge garage, hot and cold running water. Large master suite. It's just a gorgeous home. It's at 359.9. Got another one coming at 115 17th Street. Right now we're talking at 249.9. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, almost 1 acre in town.
Really?
So that, yeah, it's a real nice home. And like, again, at $249.9.
And that's a sweet spot, that price, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good price range.
We got another one on 17th Street coming soon, and that's the 1318 17th Street. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath raised Rambler, fenced yard, completely redone, the inside and outside, hardwood floors throughout, and again, at that $249.9 is what we're thinking. So
that might be a little bit less, too. Yeah. Just kind of seeing what the market does here.
Okay.
We got one at 1702 Carlton Place. It's a beautiful townhome. It's at $499.9, but it's huge. It's almost 3,500 square feet, finished square feet. Just, it's gorgeous. It's done beautifully inside, outside, down lower level, upper level. It's really nice. The garage has got hot and cold running water again in that one. Totally heated, insulated. It's just a gorgeous place.
Well built.
I'll give that one.
I bet that's
that's up close
to the hills.
It's up by the Catholic Church.
Okay,
right across the street from the Catholic Church. Yep. So it is nice. You walk to church. There's just a lot of close to everything, close to shopping. So location is just perfect there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a nice area. You're right.
It really is.
And you did a lot of building in that area.
Yep. Quite a few of the townhomes in there.
Okay.
Got another one at 751 4th Street. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath split entry on another corner lot. Fenced-in yard, hardwood floors, two-car garage. Not quite 2,000 finished square feet, but at $229.9.
Wow.
So that should be a pretty sweet spot to be, for somebody to be really
very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
For a young family.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of bedrooms, great finished.
Yep. Another one at 2177 Highland Drive. It's a four-bedroom, four-bath, two-story home. It's located in a quiet cul-de-sac. Walkout lower level into a large patio. Open foyer, high ceilings. It's got many updates. And that's at $369.9.
Okay. Boy, you folks are busy.
Yeah. And then for our investors, or just looking for whatever, but we have two listings that are on just on south of town as you come into town on so-called Vermilion Street, 3525 and 3575 Vermilion Street. One of them's got a two-story home and not quite 4 acres on it at $495,000. The other one's got a twin home on it and not quite 3 acres on it, and it's also at $495,000. Both of them are currently being rented out, fully rented with longtime renters. Just again, if you want to add on, you want to do something more to the either the places and or to the property itself, a la different. You can run a business out of it. It could be also very easily be done commercial. Right now it's at residential, but you could add some more places to it if you want to. Like say, it could be fully developed yet.
Now, is one of those the one just south of the Ford dealership out there?
Yes.
Just north. Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, you're just right. North. Just north. 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 Yes. Yes.
Yep.
South of the nice Chrysler.
Yes, but south of Chrysler, north of the Ford.
That's a nice piece of property.
Yep, it is a nice piece of property. So for somebody that wants to do the investing and have a little income in there while you're waiting for the progress and the development, it's really nice. And if it's somebody that wants to do the home occupation, you know, it's really set up well for that.
And then the other one would be on the other side of Vermilion.
Nope, it's on the same side.
Oh, it
same
is.
Side. They adjoin each other.
North. They adjoin each other.
So very easy. It could be combined and really made a nice development.
Okay, so, wow, you could.
It's only, you know, it's really only because the current owner, it's just time, you know. It's just owned them their entire life almost, and so it's just time to make the change.
Right. We all get there, don't we, Greg?
I'm getting there, yes. Quicker than we want.
Us people that own our own business, so we have to work most of our life.
Yes, we do.
Moving on.
We better move on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last but not least, we have a commercial property right on 1700 Vermilion Street. It's currently got two different businesses running out of it. Very busy street, as we all know here. Nice location, big parking lot. It'd be a beautiful development.
It's got a little income. You got a unit you get some income from, and then you've got the space. If you've got a business in town, you want to move into this location, that's a great location. Next to the Quick Trip there, it just got great exposure. So that's a nice opportunity for someone that has their own business and wants to expand.
You bet. How can folks get a hold of you if they have any questions or want more information?
You can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
It's that simple.
That simple.
Well, let's move to our topic of the week. Was that it?
That was it at the moment.
Let's move to the topic of our week, or of the week, one level living. You know, you get to a certain point in life, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, going up and down the stairs, it's just not as fun as it used to be.
It gets a little more difficult.
It does.
That's why so many of them do.
Yeah, it always starts with the same amount, but as you get older, it gets more.
My house has gotten more all of a sudden.
It's kind of growing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
But I would imagine, especially with the baby boomers, is that a fair statement to say that there's a demand for a lot of one-level living?
Yes. And there really is. And I really feel that's going to be an important part of the housing in the years to come. And it will also create the entry level, if you would, in the houses for young people starting out. So that's the nice thing about it. I think it's a good lateral move for a lot of folks. You know, it's not the downsizing isn't always, it's a hard thing to adjust to, is to figure out how you're going to have this house and it should be worth this, and then you got to do that, and it's like the numbers are just lateral, so you don't really come out with the equity that you maybe would anticipate. I think that's a common denominator in this transition, but you get into the house you want, you're set, you know.
Yep, you bet. And do you have a lot of one level living, or is that what the builders are looking forward to?
That I think that's going to be our primary product this year for building. And the demand throughout the metro is huge for that. And doing a little research on a couple different areas that we're maybe thinking about. And as you go and look at the sales that take place over there, it's surprising in each community how the one levels are really selling well. And the new developments like Lake Elmo and Woodbury and all those folks, they're just really building.
Okay.
And the one levels only.
Wow. So what is the average size then for, you're saying downsizing, and then eventually those will be starter homes for people?
Yep. Well, we've got a new one level we're coming out with, and I'm very happy with the way it's coming, and we're going to be at about 1,250 square feet.
Okay.
So currently we're building in one in Red Wing, and it's approximately the 250 mark.
Okay.
So that's very affordable. In River Falls, we have one that we're going to be starting. That's 259.9.
Okay.
So in Hastings, now we're going to open up the ninth edition, so we'll have those lots there. So.
Okay.
It'd be good numbers, I think.
Yeah, and you're exactly right on that. And then when those people move on, like you say, that becomes good starter home.
Yeah, that's what really works well here. And that's why I think you're going to see less and less entry-level homes that we used to have at, say, today it was like 230 to 250, and we used to build the split entries, and it's just getting more and more difficult because your land costs, your lot costs, all that stuff's higher, and you're finding more and more communities. It doesn't exist right now. I don't think it exists in Cottage Grove. Certainly doesn't exist in Woodbury. What you see in those areas are the higher density townhomes, entry-level townhomes, typically two stories, 1,500 square feet. You don't see much for single families anymore in that 250 range.
Okay.
Getting to be impossible. And what you see a lot of activity in, of course, are the larger two stories, which are 400,000 to 500,000.
Okay.
And I just don't know what the appetite in Hastings is for 400,000 to 500,000 two stories.
Now, townhomes, of course, means they're connected.
Yes.
Now, are you talking two in one or more than?
Typically, what we see out on Frederick Circle and, you know, the Centex product up off of General Sieben there.
Okay.
More like that.
Okay.
Eight-unit buildings, some four-unit buildings, things on that order. And they're very nice. They're great starters, but that's what you can expect in today's market for, say, you know, 220 to 250 on new builds.
Yeah, and that's a good price.
Yes.
So then the one-level living on a single lot, are you seeing lots getting smaller?
Yes.
Instead of, you know, it kind of goes back and forth, that pendulum swings.
Yes. Yep. And you've seen, we're kind of back to it. You know, if you go up the streets right behind your studio here, they're all 66 foot lots. And I think we're getting back to that, and we're going to see a lot more of it. And we're going to see some more high density. You're going to see us go back to townhomes. For after the Depression, there was a certain amount of time where the land was worthless, so lots were big, and you could do those entry-level homes at 250. But with the change that's happened, you know, I'm hoping the real estate isn't far behind the stock market. In that, you know, if you look when the depth of the recession, you know, lots you could pick up for a dime a dozen, and stocks were under 6,500. Well, stocks now are still at 22 or wherever they are, and had almost quadrupled. Mm-hmm. And housing hasn't quite done that. So housing still got a little ways to go before it recovers fully.
My next statement will be that. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 651-437-2121.
And ask for the Home Results Group. It's that simple.
That's right, yep.
Now, you know, we talk about how people and prices were depressed, is what they were, in 2008 for a number of years. Have we gotten back to that level yet? Because it seems like it's a slow climb, which is a good climb.
Mm-hmm. It has, and you know what? The prices really peaked this past spring. I'm kind of expecting it to do the same. I don't know if it'll repeat that. There's just something that feels a little different in this economy.
More of a solid, I mean.
We're solid yet, and it's good. And people are buying, and the prices are affordable yet, but it just seems like there was a lot of demand last spring. I hope it does come back to that. That's a good market to have. There was a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm. And they say that just because you're hearing of the Fed's raising interest rates, that doesn't necessarily reflect in home rates. So those are two different animals?
They tend to be, but I always feel they do relate at some point in a given time. You know, it may not be today, and that's a signal that rates will be going up on home loans, mm-hmm, eventually, because anytime discount rates go up, that's the cost of money to the banks, and of course that's who
eventually gets
those home loans.
They pass it on to guess who?
Yep.
Greg and Wayne.
Cost. It is a cost.
Exactly. Well, anything else before we go?
I don't have anything else, Wayne.
I think we covered it.
Again, yep. How can folks get a hold of you?
651-437-2121 and ask for the Home Results Group.
It's that simple. Gentlemen, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our host today, Wayne Beisel, Greg Jablonski. If you have any questions for them, it's real simple. Call 651-437-2121 and ask for Wayne or Greg or anyone in the Home Results Group. This is KDWA Hastings.